The Motion Picture Association of America and major Hollywood studios have partially reversed their ban on what are called screeners. This is very big news here. Despite fears of piracy, the studios will resume sending videotapes of their movies to Motion Picture Academy members. Some movie critics who used to get screeners, in fact, all of them, are not going to get them anymore. The critics won't get them. Earlier this week, our Karen Grigsby Bates talked with Dallas movie critic Robert Walensky. They had no sympathy for the complaints of L.A. critics, who they called lazy Hollywood types because they need these screeners rather than going to actual movies. L.A. critics are enraged. Here is one from the L.A. Times' Manola Dargis.
For most of you, I imagine, movie critics are just snobs who tell people what kinds of movies to see. And we are. But believe me, it takes a lot of work being this opinionated. Last year, 449 new movies were released in the U.S. Conscientious critics saw a lot of those movies. But some films always fall through the cracks. So, like a lot of critics, I used my screeners to catch up, to watch movies I had missed in theaters, and to re-watch movies that I had seen at festivals long before their commercial release. In response to the screener ban, the Los Angeles Film Critics Association recently voted to cancel its annual vote and awards ceremony. We weren't throwing a hissy fit. We were issuing a declaration of independence. We were letting the studios know that we weren't going to let them decide what kinds of movies we could watch and give awards to. We weren't going to let them set our critical agenda. The studios claim that screeners end up in the hands of bootleggers. There's no question that piracy is a problem for the industry, but don't blame critics. In reality, most bootlegs originate from film labs and dubbing houses and are shot off movie screens with high-powered camcorders. Bootlegs are usually available before movies open and long before screeners are sent to critics. So, why aren't the studios letting us have screeners? I think it's a bid to control our opinions, our awards, and our top 10 lists. Let's face it, the movie industry hates movie critics, except when we're giving them good reviews and magazine covers. The industry always tries to keep us in check, which is why they often don't let us see their biggest, most expensive movies until the last minute. The movie business is an ego-driven business. It burns executives that smaller, critically driven movies have dominated recent top 10 lists and, more important, the Academy Awards. A movie like Roman Polanski's The Pianist can't make the industry money with video game spin-offs and Adrian Brody action figures. The Pianist wasn't bankrolled by a studio, and yet it won 3 major Oscars at the last Academy Awards. Critics loved the movie and were instrumental in spreading the good word. No wonder industry bigwigs are looking for a way to shut us up.
LA Times critic Manola Dargis, outraged studio executives can reach us at daytoday@npr.org.